Well, here in the cold of winter, cold, snow, all that fun stuff, it's not so much fun. We're going to talk about fun stuff. We're going to talk about spring. We're going to talk about the Spring Garden Seminar hosted by the Cass County Master Gardeners here this morning. Christy Pellet is a Cass County Master Gardener, and she's also one of the organizers of the event, and she joins us in studio this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
And by the way, thanks for taking our mind off of winter for a while.
Well, certainly we've had a long winter, and we're looking forward to spring. That's what gardeners do, and if you are tired of winter and ready for some spring inspiration, we invite you to come to the garden seminar.
Do people who have the green thumb, do they get that spring fever, cabin fever kind of a thing, even worse than the rest of us?
I have it already, so.
Well, at least for folks like you, you can plan for spring. You've got to figure out what you're going to do and order seeds or whatever you're going to, or plants and things, and get some new ideas. You kind of get in the habit. I guess that's what this is for.
Absolutely. This is a wonderful opportunity for those who are looking forward to spring to come and get some inspiration. It looks like with as cold as we've been that we will probably have, I hate to say it, but a later spring. And so it'll be a while before it warms up. So what better thing than to come out on March 22nd for the garden seminar?
That's a Saturday. It'll be held at the Atlantic High School. And this will be the 16th annual already.
Yes.
It seems like it just started not too long ago, and you've got a full day planned.
We do have a full day planned. It starts at 8:30 in the morning with registration and refreshments. We'll have a continental breakfast that's served, and the welcome starts at 9:00 in the morning. This year we have three large group presentations and two breakout sessions that are planned.
Well, I know you guys always have some pretty fun speakers that show up, people to demonstrate and get people fired up. Who do you have this year?
We do. We're really excited about our lineup of speakers this year. The first presentation that'll be held at 9:00 in the morning is with Susan Applegate Hurst, and she is a freelance garden communicator for radio and magazine, and she's also been a former garden editor of Better Homes and Garden magazine and Country Gardens. So she's going to talk about dream garden design. So all of those pictures and magazines that you see and that we get inspiration from, sometimes it's hard to translate those into how to create that in our own gardens. And so she'll be giving us some lessons and tips on how to do that.
Very good. Well, a good way to get the day started. I'm sure she'll have a bright, cheery, fun presentation.
Absolutely. The second large group presentation that will be happening happens with Jesse Randall. He's an ISU Extension Forestry Specialist and an Associate Professor. And he's going to be talking about selecting the right tree to plant with all the bugs and crud that are invading Iowa. And certainly when we look at selecting a tree for our landscape, oftentimes we want that to be a long-term decision. It's something that we look forward to enjoying in our yards for a long period of time. And so we want to make the right selection. He's going to help us do that.
Planning in advance.
Yes.
Just understanding where, why, how, what, all those kind of key questions before you actually do it makes a big difference for a very long time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, a tree is kind of a long-term decision, and it's an investment these days. And so you want to make sure you make good choices.
Absolutely. You've got some things going on then in the afternoon. Now, those are morning sessions, and you've got some things happening, but after lunch, and you do have lunch included in this process.
We do have lunch included in the process, and there is an opportunity to visit. We always have a wonderful vendor show of exhibitors, lots of things that you can buy and bring home for your garden. We'll also have a session during lunchtime where you can ask the expert. So if you have some burning questions or problems in your garden, you can come to the vendor area and get those questions answered, hopefully.
Oh, very good. Now, in the afternoon session, too, I know you've got another speaker coming in that's going to going to talk a little bit about something that'll really catch eyes.
Yes, yes, and that is wow-worthy containers. And our speaker is Deb Groth. She comes from Groth Gardens, which is outside of Winterset. They're best known for their field-raised mums. But certainly she's going to talk about tips and tricks for growing containers that have that pop and that pizzazz. And I think that's something, one of the things I should mention about the garden seminar, there is truly something for everyone. Those who are beginning gardeners, those who are experienced gardeners, those who have acres of space, and those who have just perhaps a little deck that they like to put some containers on. And so, Deb, that presentation certainly will help people look at something exciting for their containers.
You bet. Is it difficult as a committee to come up with ideas for the different speakers and the different sessions that you want to hold?
I really don't think so. We all have so many diverse interests that I think we just try and be sure that we capture a lot of those interests and have a little something for everyone.
How does one become a master gardener? I have to ask. What got you first interested?
Well, I've always loved to garden, and it's something that I've wanted to do for a number of years, and I just took the training this past winter. So I am considered an intern, I believe, still, although I think I have completed my service hours. But it's something that ISU Extension sponsors. It is a course that you can take. We're always looking for more master gardeners to come, but many are drawn by the education that's offered. It's a wonderful program. And then also the opportunity to give back to your community, because we do complete 40 hours of volunteer service in our first year, and then you have ongoing service that you provide.
Right. So maybe sometimes when you get folks together for an event like this, they take that interest level to a new level, and they decide, I want to maybe get more involved and maybe
Absolutely.
Learn more and give back a little bit more too and help others. And, you know, these three sessions we talked about with these three speakers are ones that everyone will enjoy.
Absolutely.
But then you've got breakout sessions too, and you really have a wide range of different types of interests.
We do, and each of those three presenters are going to be also presenting breakout sessions. So there's an opportunity to hear from those individuals more than once. But we have sessions. We have one on seed starting and nurturing, and that's held by one of our own Cass County Master Gardeners. We also have a presentation on shrubs for Iowa gardeners, and specifically varieties that are suited for our Southwest Iowa gardens. So we have Lavender, the Amazing Herb, and this one is coming from the Les Hills Lavender Farm that will be here to talk about how all the things you can do with lavender. You can cook with it, you can clean with it, you can bake with it.
What?
Absolutely.
Cook with it?
You can cook with it. Lavender cookies are wonderful.
Really?
Absolutely. Another session that we will be having is Shrub Roses and Garden Mums, and that'll be presented by Deb Groth, who's one of our large presentation speakers. We have, each year we try and offer some make and take presentations. One of those will be on garden totems, and that's being presented by our own Cass County Master Gardeners. It's something that you can make a glass totem. You can bring your own. If you have specific glass pieces or porcelain items that you'd like to bring, you can bring those to participate in that session, or you can use the items that are provided. Another one that I know I have an interest in is aronia berries. And aronia berries are growing in popularity in Iowa. It's a native plant, and so we'll have a presentation on what to do, everything from harvesting to utilizing your aronia berries. A couple more sessions that we have. One is soil blocks as a medium for starting seeds. That's going to be presented by a Cass County Master Gardener, incorporating native plants into the landscape. Tree pruning 101, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's something that I think any of us who have trees in our yard struggle with. We have a presentation on food waste, a multifaceted problem that talks about current disposal options and large-scale composting. And then the last breakout session that's available this year is Simply Succulents. And this is a make and take that is with Susan Applegate Hurst. And you're going to be learning about year-round care and varieties of popular succulent plants, but also you'll be taking some wine corks and planting a little succulent in those and taking them home. So kind of a fun little session there.
A little something for everyone's different interests and
Absolutely.
Tastes.
Absolutely.
Now, the key is you got to sign up. And there is limited space with this, correct?
There is with regard to the breakout choices.
Right.
And so that is one reason why we do ask participants to pre-register. If you have participated in the past or on the mailing list, and you would know this because you would have received a postcard in the mail, you will have already received a copy of the registration form and the brochure. The brochures are also available on the Cass County Extension website for download and throughout the community. And I know for sure at the Atlantic Chamber, they'll be available.
Excellent. So it is important to do that. And it'll ask you for your choices on the breakout sessions. I think you usually put in a couple of different options there, too. So in case your first choice isn't available. But it is important if you really are hot on a couple of these, to sign up as soon as you possibly can, because it is first come, first serve still, right?
Yes, absolutely. And the registration fee for the day is $35. That includes the continental breakfast, lunch, all the materials for the sessions, including those that are make and take. And one important thing, we always have a number of wonderful door prizes that are donated from our sponsors. And in order to receive or be eligible to receive one of those, you do have to have your registration postmarked by Friday, March 14th.
Okay.
So encourage you to register early.
So get after that here soon. And if you didn't get one of these in the mail because you haven't attended before, but you'd like to, they can find those registrations online. You can find them at a number of different locations around. They're usually pretty springy looking, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're bright and colorful. And, you know, the Garden Seminar is an event that has a large attendance. 200 to 300 people attend annually, and the majority of those are from outside the county. So I guess I would encourage your listenership that is here in Cass County to come on out. If you've been to a seminar in the years past and maybe haven't been for a few years, think about joining us.
Absolutely. That's Saturday, March 22nd. It's at the Atlantic High School, the 2014 version of the Cass County Master Gardeners Spring Garden Seminar. Spring is coming, I swear. It is coming eventually. Be ready for it. And this is a good way to do that. Christy, thanks for coming in. Appreciate the information. I know you'll have another great garden seminar this year. Good luck.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you.